What do you call this?
You've got the vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill.
My favorite podcast.
Here's Sloppy Joey.
Sloppy, hanging out with Thomas Mack. You're going to be coming to town next Friday, correct? A week from today?
That's correct, man. I'm really pumped about it. I've never actually headlined in Columbus, Ohio before, which is crazy considering I grew up in Dayton, Ohio, and played all around Ohio, so I'm super excited about playing in Columbus.
Are we going to have some supporting acts? What can we look for in this show?
You never know what's going to happen, you know? I got a lot of friends. There's a lot of very talented friends. We got some great people opening the show. Lucky Penny Sisters, they're wonderful.
When I was rooting around seeing your tour stops, you're going to be back in town later in the month in your hometown, correct?
That's right, yeah.
With a coworker of ours here at T100, Mr. Tracy Lawrence.
Really excited about playing with Tracy. Again, I've played with him in the past. He's the man. He was one of the first big names that I shared the stage with. I think I was maybe 18, and I got an opening slot for him, and he was just so kind to me. And he, like I said, he's the man. We were talking about it. He's got a voice like no other. Like, there's nobody else. He sings, you go, that's, by God, Tracy Lawrence.
Yep, we run Honky Tonkin', which is Tracy's show on Sundays, and
right.
it's my favorite. I tell everybody, like, it's his voice, it's the storytelling, and it's the programming. It's a great, great show. So if I ever get the chance, I'll definitely check out Tracy Lawrence. But next Friday, I'll be checking out Thomas Mack. Now, I want to know, with being a new country artist, are we going to have some covers in there as well? Some things that we can enjoy with some singing along?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I love traditional country music. I am a huge, huge 90s country music fan.
Well, that's awesome to hear. We actually just got done running a promotion here called the T100 Country Madness Bracket, and it put new against 90s, and I called it from the jump, and 90s just dominated. Long story short, Alan Jackson won the whole thing. Not surprised, but I mean, think about it. You guys grew up listening to this stuff. It's bound to come back. It's good music.
So, and there's so many songs we forget about.
We call them the B-sides around here, my friend.
Come on, son. Like, I'll do a deep cut. That.
Woo! How deep?
I like it, so I'll throw it in the set. And then just seeing everybody lose their mind, I almost forget how insanely well-written a lot of these songs were. I mean, I would say the majority of them.
But the last 2 weeks, it was all 90s, and that was kind of the ongoing joke on air. Well, new got blew out, so it's the 90s show. Well, Thomas, I got to know, you know, I asked this with my new artist. If somebody was walking down the street and their friend pulled them aside and said, hey, look, Thomas Mack's playing. And they go, their friend goes, who's Thomas Mack? What would you want that friend to say? Being that they've already been a show, they're a fan. How would you want to be described? Now, you know, we're putting the egos aside. It's not about that. Like, you're obviously a country music artist, so talk well about yourself. What can people expect?
If, first off, that's an incredible question. Nobody's asked me that question before. I've done a lot of these interviews, and that's just hit it out of the park. This is going to be fun, I think. I would say Thomas Mack is, by God, a handsome
Woo!
Young new country singer.
Tell the truth.
Who finds a way to walk the line between traditional country music and new country music.
When it comes down to it, that's what you want. What do you got coming up as far as future projects? You want to talk about I Love My Truck for a second? Because we got a music video for that. We'll be featuring it next week here on T100. Give us a little rundown of that.
Yeah, buddy, man. That song, that's definitely one of my favorite songs that I've ever written. I mean, you talk about if you ever wanted to hear my influences from 90s country music, I mean, that's right out of the book with that song. It's very tongue-in-cheek. It's a little funny, which I do my best to, you know, let my humor live in my music as well when I can. And I mean, that's the one that I get screamed out the most. I Love My Truck.
It's lighthearted. It's just a good tune to listen to. Your facial expressions, I think, make you as an artist. It is fantastic. And for music videos, a lot of times people forget, like, that's what actors do. You know what I mean? It's a way to, you know, express yourself. And by God, you got it, son.
Oh my gosh! Well, that really does mean the world to me, man.
I'm a goofy guy like that too. The eyebrow raises and everything, so I get it. Sometimes you just got to look at people and go, "Man, strange is strange."
People underestimate the power of the eyebrow.
So we'll be seeing some of that next Friday, right?
Oh, absolutely. All the songs that anybody who knows me from, and a lot of my favorite covers. Again, the goal of the show is just to have a giant party. It's everybody who comes to the show's party. I'm just providing the music, and we're going to make sure it's a fun one.
Let's give it a quick rundown before we bring it home. It's going down next Friday. You're going to be able to see the man in person. So hopefully you guys take a deep dive, check out the music video. We'll play the song here for you on T100. And then you'll be able to go to the show next Friday, the 14th, at the King of Clubs. Thomas, where can they get tickets? I assume, obviously, at the box office venue.
Yeah, you can get tickets at the King of Clubs website. You can also get tickets on my website, thomasmackcountry.com. And if you get on that website, you can see anywhere I'm going to be playing for this year and any new cool announcements, any new songs that are coming up. I've been doing a whole lot of writing front of this year, and I got a lot of new songs that are going to be dropping throughout the year. I'm really excited about them.
It's TKOC.live for the King of Clubs in Columbus if you guys want to get tickets.
ThomasMackCountry.com.
Thomas, thank you so much for your time. We're looking forward to seeing you next week. Thomas, going to go ahead and give a couple tickets to us to give away for you guys next week. So we got that to look forward to as well. So come on. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Thomas Mack. So generous, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, this is going to be awesome. Looking forward to seeing you in town next week, and safe travel, sir.
I appreciate you, brother.
You've got the vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for new vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.